So we are
on what? That's what you want to know.
Yeah, it's a suspenseful weekend.
What?
It's a suspenseful weekend.
At first, I wanted to try to educate on self-confidence. Because the big question of self-confidence, where does it come in Tira? Self-confidence in Tira is not built the way you think it's built outside of Tira. Because outside of Tira, self-confidence is built very much from a point that you tell yourself, let's suppose this one thing, you tell yourself that I have a certain kishron, I am good at certain things, you know, mostly Obama has self-confidence without coverage, you know. The computer was without, not because he's an idiot, no, for God, he's a very big kishron. He has tremendous good speaking qualities. But it was based on no coverage in a political way because he didn't do anything in politics. And he got the Nobel Prize on Sholem before he did anything in his life. You know, it was one big modern thing. The whole election was very modern because you elect a person, you have no record, no political record on him. No, you don't know who is he, you know. He didn't grow up and you know that who is his rabbis and who is his... partners and everything came from nowhere now. And you elect him as a president and he gets a Nobel Prize immediately. So I said, that he is a guy which has definitely self-confidence. But what in? Yeah, self-confidence in his speaking ability, in his charisma, and in his being black. Yeah? Of course, that was a big part of it. That they want to help me. People want to help me because I'm black, you know, and I'm a good-looking guy, and I'm black. So that's good. That gives self-confidence. By me, that's called Eved Avodah Zarah. It means Eved Avodah Zarah means that you have a confidence in a certain thing which you make a all-encompassing force, which you cling onto it, and then it will work. Yeah. No, you can't do it in that way. You have to do it in a real way. It's a very real thing to have a self-confidence. What is that? So it is a big question by us. Where does it come in? Yeah? So personally, I struggle with this issue now because of. Look, I have to think about our matzah over here in El Tisol. I have to think about the matzah. We have elections. The way you have in America, we have elections that are predictable. But we have elections which are made beforehand, you know. So, elections. So what do elections do? In a certain way, elections are making it impossible to be Haredi, Nishayach. Because a Haredi person has an attitude to what happens in the world that he is blamable. And now, he is not blamable out of Nebuchadnezzar, that's what the people outside think. He's blamable out of this godless that he says, my Maisim are guiding the whole world and something goes wrong. They mean me. The Baal means me. No, it means to blame me, it means to warn me, it means to tell me something. This attitude in the Haredi Tzibur, even before the elections, is not there. And it's not there because of a lack of self-confidence. Because a lack of self-confidence means that when you will be really in a problem, you will not know how to go out of it. You know? When you'll be really in a problem, you'll be really stuck. You are very much feeling that when I'm stuck I can't get out of it. So I prefer to pretend that I'm not stuck. I don't measure up with the problem. For example, all these chayekhivim, they say yeshivas, they are not good, and we have to make the yeshiva go to learn, go to work, or go to the army. Go to work, go to the army, the different parts of the Jewish community, which they say different arguments, but it's all the same. Even though, as Americans, we can understand, go to work, that's okay. But go to the army, that's perhaps not okay. But basically, to go to work in the Israeli eyes, to go to work and to go to the army, they're both against the yeshivas. Okay? So what does the Haredi Tzibur do even before elections? The Haredi Tzibur does that before elections, that he says, they are Rishoyim. This is the uppermost non-Haredi response. Uppermost. It's dangerously non-Haredi, you see. They say they are blamable. But you are in Mitzrayim in order to tell Paru is a Rosha. Doch is the goose fell them. That's not the point. You are there. You don't say, nah, my emuna is that Erez a Rosha. I am mommy, these lefties, or the son of Tommy Lapid, or whoever it is, you know, they are Rishoyim. That's not the point. So he did that. All the time. The major part of the Klal Yisrael did one thing. Blamed those Rishoyim, yeah? Blame those people. Copy the blamage was right, and you have to blame them. This is done, but it's not the Jewish, it's not the Haredi way of doing things, you know? And then the Bir Olam comes, and he brings elections. And now you can't blame yourself. It's not that you make a mistake. Now you can't do it right. Because when I will make a party, which is, says, the party of those which are really responsible for the blotter. You know, how many people will be with me, you know? Okay, no. When I create a political party, I have to say that you are wrong and I'm right. This is all based on a political party, otherwise there are no party, you know? I have the solutions, and I know what has to be done, and when only the people would go with my way, it would be great and unbelievable. Yeah, but a Haredi person doesn't do that, because a Haredi person says, you know what, perhaps the yeshivas are really batatam. You know, perhaps really, perhaps the yeshivas are really on the lower end of everything, you know. Perhaps you may not go to that institution altogether, because there's shikha satira going on there, or whatever you will say, you know. Really, you have to change something in the Derech HaLimud when they learn the Chavis. There are a few yeshivas, not, but most of the yeshivas that learn the Chavis was Tzvei Blat, Agam Tzezman. It says, El Togor Nisayin, you know? A God Lador will not come out from that. Yeah? So perhaps you have to admit that. No, we can't. We can't anymore, because there are elections. But the source is not the elections. I thought always the source is the political problem. That means I blamed on that thing, that people are not able to take the responsibility in this whole thing on themselves. I tell you that I blamed the people in Bnei Brak, Rav Shach and Messiah Siate, which they brought in politics into yeshivas. Tegel HaTorah. That means that Tegel HaTorah was always... Rabbi Yochum also didn't want politics. Yeah, it's not, we were not born yesterday. The Klal Yisrael, there was a chiluk hadeis going on. That's right. Do you have to make aguda or not? Has anything to do with Haredi Tzibur or not? You know, Rabbi Yochum held not. Politics is a rak. You don't go into politics. That's what he held. Others too. You know. So there were gedolei, but over here that was exaggerated, according to my opinion. You know, you went into the fight, and then you had to fight Haredi people too. That means it was a fight. I was when this whole dictatorship began. I was here. You were not here. I was here, and I saw that happening under my eyes. There was going makot. You know, I was right against the other for sure. Yeah, it was terrible, but it was this political tfisa. And then the whole Ponyvich comes with political tfisa. I am by Markovich, so I'm in the end by. Rav Edelstein are Gornish. I am Rav Edelstein, my Markovich are Gornish. I am here, the other one is also good. I don't hold of the Derech HaLimud, but never mind. But it's also good. No, it's a political thesis. No? So I always thought it's the political thesis that makes the problem. No, I think it's much deeper. I think there's a general problem. Before that, before this political thesis, which came definitely into the Klal Yisrael, you know, which is very strange, you know. But before this political tfisa, there came something else. It was something else. you are not able to face problems and work with it, because you better explain it away. You are very much holding of that, you know, you can, you have a problem. There are two ways of dealing with a problem. When you sit in the dirt, you can dig the dirt and try to get out of it, and then you get dirty. Or you can clink up on a roimavus and you pull yourself out of the dirt, and then you'll be out of the dirt because you are merumim from the dirt. So we more hold of this. The other one, that's Muslim, and that's those are the people that deal with these problems. We don't deal with the problems, we are going for the bigger. I think the American Sibur is very much into that. The yeshivas, they don't deal with any problem in the yeshiva in America. I think so. Now it's a little bit better, but having a mashgiach or being b'chol someone which deals with problems, that was like second-class citizen, you know? Rav Nosson Wachtwegel, do you know how much place he took in Lakewood? Rav Nosson, at the Lina Kama? Ephes. Gurnisht. Gurnisht. It was I don't know, quantity negligible. It was supposed to... It was a boucher, you know. This job is a boucher there, you know. You don't deal with problems. No, you don't deal with problems. You are meroyim. Ki'ilu, when you are meroyim, that the Yetzirah stays down. You know, do you every morning sit together with the Yetzirah on the table, and he comes next to you and say, "Boker Tov, are you here again?" And now I'll be a little bit up, but then you stay down. Nechad is that the Yetzirah is outside of you and stays down. He'll come up with you. Yerovam was a big London. But the Gassus of Ruach went together with the Londis. And it was Eilech Eilech Leilem Abo, you know. These big people, they were really Merumam. Doyek was the biggest, there can count Leilem via Fuchs. Argevein, Arlosh and Horanik, Schenke Dugmose, you know. Arlosh and Merush is Argevein. Argevein can't learn, we can't always. No one was able to learn like this. They were all pale in front of him when he began to learn, you know. Gurnisht. He called an Alzheimer doch zu mir. He was mishtate in the end, and the Eilech Eilech Leilem Abo. So how many are these? I am merumim, whom he may love us. You have to deal with that. No, when I will really admit that I have really a problem, I will not know how to do, what to do. So I better to say, no, I don't have a problem, and I can't be misroimim. I'm off to Yitzhara. Very nice, huh? The paper doesn't scream, but it simply doesn't work. But there's a lack of self-confidence. It's a lack of self-confidence. Over here, the self-confidence means that I go into a place, and to your amazement, that's where Klal Yisrael began. Klal Yisrael began in that you are able to live where there is nothing to live. That was Kivshan Oish. Avraham Avinu went into Kivshan Oish and Nimrod threw him in. The whole point of the Kivshan Oish is nothing to live there. You can't live. Even Avodah Zorah doesn't help. That's the point of Kivshan Oish, because everything will be taken up by the fire. Gornish still tells him. That was the point of Kivshan Oish. The point of Kivshan Oish is nothing else. You see it by the Melech Stoim. That's what I think. The Melech Stoim went into this quicksand, that's right, and he escaped. And then Rashi says, and now there are Moedel and Afreya that Avraham Avinu went out of the Kivshan Oish. Perhaps the Getchke of Melech Stoim was big enough to take him out of the quicksand. It wasn't a get to Avraham Avinu. No, the people knew. The quicksand is like a Kivshan Oish. It's less, but it's the same thing. Nothing is there able to stay. Everything goes in. Everything sinks like Mabul. Everything sinks in. You can't escape there. So Avodah Zorah over here doesn't work. Because the whole point of Avodah Zorah is that you have something to hold on. But in the quicksand, nothing is to hold on. There's nothing to hold on. Nothing. Gurnisht. Shadranish gain. When the Melech Stoim went out of that quicksand, that shows that there is someone which is above all these protim, which took him out there. Now we can admit that Avraham Avinu was able to go out of the Kivshan Oish, because in London they were chayyuk on that. They said it's not shayach to get out of the Kivshan Oish. It's shayach. Nist. Thus, the Getschke Chasson of Avraham Avinu was too small to get him out. There says no one we can take him out there. You can't get out there. It's a sheker. That's a place you can't get out. Yeah? It's like when you would say, "You know, my friend went with Apollo, and he went into outer space without this mantle, you know, just without the thing. You know, he just was opened the door, really opened the door, unbelievable, you know, opened the door without pressurizing, you know, opened the door and went out into the space, looked into the sun with his bare eyes and to the stars and was very inspired, and he came back to the Apollo, to whatever it was. You can't survive there. You can't survive in the Kivshanaish. You have nothing to hold on there. It's empty. Or it's everything burnt. And they knew that the quicksand was the same thing. Because the quicksand, the point is everything sinks in. Everything. That's what quicksand is. Everything sinks in. You know? He went out there. That has to be from a keyach, which is above any keyach poti. So made Avraham Avinu too. But what was Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu had this self-confidence. Do you know how they went in? You see, Bechanani Mishol Vazariah. That's unbelievable. Bechanani Mishol Vazariah, the Gemara Chelek says that a person may not change his levush. Because you see, Bechanani Mishol Vazariah, it says, Vekarbulei and Beroishon. That means they went with the frak and the Hamburg, and they went to the Kishonais like this. They put the tie nice, and the frak nice, and they put on the Hamburg, and they just went into the Kishonaish like this. Shach. Azei. Arai. Love again. Yeah? Unbelievable. That's called self-confidence. The self-confidence is not that I have something to hold on. No, I feel you admit there's nothing to hold on. You are in an area where you now, with your perception, see there's nothing to do over here. There's no, but you still go further on. Klal Yisrael goes further on. It doesn't stand there. That's the basic ingredient. There Klal Yisrael begins. That Avraham Avinu takes his frak, takes his humble, walks into the Kivshanaish where there's no way to get out of that. And he walks into it.
There's an order that has to hold on, and the Emunah and Bitochen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So that goes together with Emunah. That's it.
But hold on. No.
But not that Emunah and Boir Olam. Hold on the pot. You know that you are kosher to the Boir Olam. Bitochen, self-confidence in Klal Yisrael is built like this. You are together with the Boir Olam. You are together with him. Self-confidence is not a question that you are confident in a certain perceivable, tangible maile. I'm confident that I'll survive that. We will survive that. How many times in your life you thought that you are hit the wall? You know, you hit the wall. It doesn't go anymore. I can't.
There's no such thing as being confident in a koyach that you, even though you realize Hashem is the one who gives me this koyach, but He gave it to me. He didn't give it to somebody else. I can't be confident in that koyach.
Of course, you could go with that. But that's not the source of self-confidence. That's not the thing. You don't.
You're saying the source has to be tied back.
That's right. The source. For sure that is also there, because we are living in a world which is a multi-cultural world. But the self-confidence is much deeper. I'm not forced to that. Because once in a while I don't see the koyach which helps me in certain situations, you know? I really don't know. For example, let's say I had a kill, and I have to fundraise. So I found out several times that I don't have a koyach to do that. No, but I have your koyach. I don't have a koyach to do, but I have your koyach because I don't fundraising. I just be with people, and then somehow money comes in. But I don't fundraise. I'm not the one which goes and says I need your money, because that's always was very bad, very very bad. Very unbelievable. I once made a fundraise. I told you that I made one handwritten fundraise attempt to the fathers of all the Bochim which come to listen to me, Americans, you know, the parents, which the parents know that they come to me. Yeah? And when they come to me, Ben Azon, they come to me in order because they don't hear that anywhere else. So I wrote them that I got from your son, or from I wrote a letter to 50 or 70 people, about that, and we have to pay over your schiris, your son is coming, or whatever, your relative is coming, and listen to the shir, and then you have to pay more rent. I thought that it would be a great thing when I could ask for help. I made $5. Five. the ganze Sache. So an envelope with $5 without address, you know, without David. I wanted to laminate this $5, you know. I wanted to make a lamination and put it on the wall. Say, "Ze ma shata shave," you know. That was your word, you know, $5. So my fundraising capabilities are very low. I have a very bad one. But what's my? I have to go, or for that, or have to go in the same direction. So the question: what do you do then? You know? Now look, I hold. Perhaps I do a thing which is needed for the tzibur, and I go further. How? I don't know, but it will be. You know, go further. And this going further, this having your hat and jacket on, and you go further in a place where you just don't have really a way how to deal with it, but you know it's needed because Avraham Avinu had to go in, or Hanan Mishael Vazari had to go into that. You have to go into, and it's needed. You have to go into, and you don't really know how to get out of that, but you go. You go. Oh, you know, it's unbelievable. You go with the frock. It says, you know, the people shouldn't see that you are disturbed. You have to put on your hat and jacket because people shouldn't see that you are afraid. Go away, your head. I once in my life saw a picture like this. I once. That was the most, I didn't know that. The picture of the Shver of Wolbe without beard, of Avraham Grudzinski on a boat. So it was such a godlessly a picture without a beard. I was sure that this is a picture which he took from himself when he was a host, you know. And it was a book by the Mashgiach on the table. I saw that picture, and then I made a remark. And the Mashgiach was, he said, "Oh." So what was? It was a picture from the Shver after the Nazis took him off the beard. You didn't see anything there. Gurnished. You wouldn't know that. You would see a godless order, my MSS Slobodka, sitting in front of the camera and take a picture of himself without a beard. That was, they took him off that beard, you know? They were mashpil until then. Tachlis Hashpon. Gurnished. Gurnished. You know? The ganze godless controls from the Ponim and how they're all going to the boat.
That's how he went to his Misa, also put on his rock and somewhere to go.
And he was on the bed. That's unbelievable. He was above home when they burned down the hospital he was in. I knew the son of the man which was by him in the last minute. They burned down the hospital. And he was there. He couldn't walk. He couldn't move. He was on the bed. So the hospital was burning. But the fire came from this side, from that side, and the bed was on this side. And Avraham asked him, "Could you move the bed to the other side? I will have another minute to live." "Could you move the bed from this side there? I'll have another minute to live." Das ist gegangen mit der Frage mit der Hamburg. Eh? Gar nicht. Sie wird, ach, darf ich zerstorben. Aber why here? When I will there, and have another minute to make a chashman and nefesh, put me there. Das ist, ich bin rauf rum. Eh? Gegangen mit der Frage mit der Hamburg. This unbelievable strength of people, which they face everything and are not bendable. But it's not bendable because I know what will be. You never met the Malach HaMavis till he comes, you know. That's a very bad kisha. That's a very bad kisha. You never met that guy till he comes, and then it's over, you know. That's a very scary thing, you know. Okay, he never met him. Didn't know met him. He didn't know what's going on there. You don't have a first gisha with him, and then you are no. Oh, I know the guy, you know. Now I can't be bistado with him. You don't know. Okay, but you put it on the other side, and that's it. Fine. I have another minute to make a cheshvan nefesh. It will be. That's a godless. That's called a confident man. That is this strength which has no limits. Klalisol was always people which were strong in face of things which had no solution. Atamevin.
They were divorcing the situation from their own kopos. They were like, it was the two world war.
That's right.
But I don't understand is that we see, you know, we learn out the chiyuv to do ishtadlus from Yaakov Avinu and from all of the Gemaras.
Of course you have to make the ishtadlus.
So, but I don't really understand. So I hear that I can say on the one hand, I'm not going to feel bad that it's all Talu and me, and I'm not going to say, how am I going to do it? I can't do it. So therefore, I'm just going to close my eyes to the situation. That I hear. But then, to say that I'm just going to walk in like this, it kind of sounds like I'm not going to do any ishtadlus at all. I'm just going to be summoned
to Hashem.
No. Why not?
No. Of course I will do. I go into the thing with the full ishtadlus, but not because I know that this will help. Because I will do whatever I can do.
So I just don't feel a lachatz that it's on me. I'm living in a world where I'm seeing that it's...
It's for sure on me. Mm-hmm. I have to do it. But I don't know what will help. I'll try out. For example, this Kishav trying out. Let's try out. Rabbi Sol had that very strongly. Let's try out. That's a self-confidence shaila. Let's try out. For example, everyone in this matzav in yeshivas, I ask them, what will be with yeshivas? Yeshivas are batata, you know? The yeshivas, they don't produce what they have to produce. As mata rotze shiasu. Ani lo yodea. Aber ze lo argumentatia. This is a wrong argumentation. You come with the wrong argument. I may only say that something is wrong when I have a tochnit in my kishke, in my kishke, which will work. Then I may say something is wrong. Ktane emune, mogliv. You are afraid. No, I may say something is wrong, and we have to try out the thing, even when I have no tochnit in my pocket. But because I have no tochnit in my pocket, that doesn't give me any right to say there's no problem. No. I have no right for that. So I have to try out. I don't know what will work. I don't know whether anything will work.
Politics can never be that.
What?
To be involved in the memshala can never be that. It can never be that it's just you trying.
No, but making a miflaga is not like this. Because you can't say that you are wrong. When you make a miflaga, you have to say you're right.
No, I'm saying, how do you define that line of saying that you're going to invest in something which you're making a miflaga in this country doesn't mean anything because it may work or may not work?
But the whole sisma of the miflaga.
No, I'm asking in terms of the ishtalis, let's say, how do you then draw that line? It's a very fine line to say the way you put that ishtalis and the way you maintain that confidence. Meaning, how could they, in a sense over here, the way to do it is you have to make a miflaga. You would think. I'm saying that you're saying that, the Rav saying that, no, they could do it in a different way without doing that.
No, I'm not a politician. Whether to make a miflaga or not.
Right.
That's not my point. Only the miflaga makes a tfisa, which this tfisa is dangerous.
Right. I'm going back to take the Reuven's point. Anywhere where you make ishtadlus, I'm saying, isn't that going to have the same sakana? Whatever this does, it's always saying that I'm
going to... No, because the sakana, the ishtadlus is on the terms that you say, we try. But the miflaga is never tried. Miflaga always has the grand idea that you say something, that you are confident, that you say that is the point. That's the definition of a miflaga. That's the definition. It's like an anti-Haredi thing. It's like a non-Haredi thing, the whole thing. You know? I'm fine, I'm good, I know. So it's very dangerous. So I hold...
It just sounds a little bit from the way we're describing now. It's not just self-confidence. It has to be, people have to have a hair goal and having courage. So you have to be courageous. You have to be able to say, I have no idea what it's going to be, and I'm going to still put myself realize that I'm in bed.
Very nice. So now we will work on that. Now comes to work. This being courageous is, I think, that what I thought before, is the working point from that. And not the emunah part. Not that you say, I mommy the boy will help me. I'm courageous to go in. That is the thing we could work on, you know? That will be my proposal next week, I think.
Courageous because of emunah.
Yeah, but oh, das kommt doch, du weißt nicht, was kommt erst. Was kommt erst, weißt du, ja? Yeah, of course, I was blamed for that. I got a phone call once, there was a boy which I worked with him. Worked my head off for a shalom bais. But he married someone which was mamish, I think was mamish mentally limited. A girl which she wasn't understanding what you speak to her, you know? And he is a highly abstract, even to the grade of a little bit unsympathetic guy, you know? He's highly abstract, very a good-hearted person, but he's like, says half sentences, you know, I like these people, you know? I did the posh thing, I worked, it didn't move anything. So we went for a divorce. Now they are both married and both children, you know? Okay? So we went for a divorce. I got a phone call from someone that says, לכתר, אתה עם הביטחון עצמי מופרז שלך שהורס בתים בישראל. That's what he said. You are destroying houses in Israel. That's what he told me. So that was a phone call. Very nice. I liked it. It was a good thing, you know. Yeah, but that's true. Perhaps I have a ביטחון עצמי מופרז. But the ביטחון עצמי מופרז was not that I was I had too much courage. I screamed at him back, for sure. I didn't scream. I told him, excuse me, did you work with him? I worked with him for hours and hours. I saw it doesn't work, you know. You didn't do anything. You can't come from the outside, you know. You can't say. But after I worked, it was a courageous thing that I tell him, you know what? Finita la commedia, you know. We just go for divorce. You know? That was a courageous thing. I had to be courageous. And by other people, the other way around. I had people which were on the fringe of divorce, and I tried to be courageous and say, no, we'll do that, you know. Was it bitachon atzmi? And you're there saying, no, no idea. I have no clue. But it's a very Jewish thing that you walk into the Kif Shanoish and you don't get back, you know. Say no.
It's not a sakana the other way, that a person would say, take the yeshivas. The yeshivas could think that this is what the Mahalach of, that's the ruts on a bayer, and that they'll just keep going forward until they go into a big pit. Meaning, you can think what you're doing, like the Rav said before, you know, you go forward because you're doing a Tzorich HaTzibur, and wherever it comes from, it's going to come from. It could be that, to make the cheshbon of what exactly is the richtig cheshbon of what...
You look at it to a choice. Do you really think that one, that which of the yeshivas will create the one that is the Tanya?
No, I'm saying how people get caught up into what they're doing. I'm saying that's a kind of.
But then you have to look what is the Techois.
Remember, we're saying that you were talking about going into something with no other technique. So you have to say, I have no technique. So the courage is keep going with all. This is all we have. So that's courage also. No, maybe it's stupid, but
that's
maybe
not courage.
That's I don't
courage.
Know. How do you know?
I think courage is never that you settle for what was. You know, that's called uncourageous. That's called. I think there's a word
Yush.
For that. Or Jewish, or something like this. Yeah, you should do that too, you know. Let's just do what they all did. But it always did. It didn't work. Okay, we'll see. Atkan.
Yeah,
I think that is an interesting topic.